for Saturday, July the 5th, 2014. Shady Wilson here, Audio Boo, Twitter and Facebook, good afternoon. I'm here today to, shall we say, make it known of my disgust for the NFB resolution to urge Apple to require that all apps be accessible. Now, the reason I am disgusted is that why are we singling out Apple, who from the get-go, when VoiceOver was released, was the first phone that I know of that was accessible, meaning a touch screen device, completely accessible. There are plenty of accessible apps out there, and it should be our advocacy ability that makes authors aware of accessibility. It shouldn't be a requirement for an app to be accessible in the App Store. Because we're not the only community out there. We, the blind community, aren't the only ones out there. Also, iOS isn't the only platform. What about some of the new Windows-based apps that aren't accessible? What about some of the Android stuff that's not accessible? What about some of the OS X stuff that's not accessible? Why are we singling out Apple iOS? What is it going to accomplish? We, the users, should be the ones contacting these developers calmly and saying, hey, are you aware of this accessibility stuff in VoiceOver? Okay, you're not aware of it? Here's some information. Here's some developer documentation that's freely available. Here are the automated tools available to you. I would like to help you make your app more accessible. A national organization should not have to mandate accessibility. There are over a million apps in the App Store, I think is what it is. I think that's the number. Apple cannot be expected to police all these apps. That's asking too much, in my opinion. I don't know what else to say, so I'm going to shut up now.